here. It lurks within the human mind, waiting to take control. Fear, both real and imagined, is at work within this story, a story written by Ursula K. Le Guin. Listen, as Sci-Fi Radio explores the various levels of fear in Diary of the Rose.
Dr. Nage recommends I keep this diary. Memory stored in memory, bits of thought stored within a microchip. Called up again, when necessary, through the miracle of audioscopy. So why it should ever need to be called up again is beyond... Why is there so much fear? Why? Nope. Just focus on the need, the purpose. But what is the purpose? Observations of the patient Flores Sorde? Or possible deviations from positive thinking? Dr. Nade says it's important to record these thoughts nightly, just as they occurred to me at work. It is spontaneity that is the most informative in self-examination. Her words. Her exact words. I remember them.
That's it, isn't it? That thing. That chair.
Good morning, Mr. Sorde. I'm Dr. Sobel.
I'm not sitting in that damn chair.
All right, if that's your wish. There's no need to attempt to examine the chair. It's much too complex to comprehend.
Not for an engineer.
Well, I don't understand it. To me, it's always looked like a dentist chair.
Just so it's not an electric chair.
Poor Flores. So distrustful. Of course, if the initial diagnosis of delusional paranoia is correct, and that would explain it. Yet, but who am I to diagnose the psychological state? An MD in psychoscopy. Leave all levels of psychological analysis to Dr. Nades. She called up my entry from yesterday. She was pleased. True and spontaneous thoughts, she had said. Not just technical data, spontaneous thoughts. Yes. Candor, all important, she had said. What a good little audioscopist I am. It's still there, isn't it?
I failed to see the humor in that statement.
No, I meant the fear, not the chair.
To me, they're one in the same.
Sit down, Mr. Sorde.
No.
I'm sorry. I meant over here by my desk.
Oh. If you wish. Is that the screen where you allegedly watch it all?
Well, it's the psychoscope screen, yes.
And that's all that chair is used for? To allow you to look into our minds?
Well, it's a little more complex than that, but yes.
Not electroshock?
No, absolutely not.
Will you promise me that?
Of course. I'm a psychoscopist, Flores. May I call you Flores?
Whatever. Do you promise?
Yes. I never deal in electroconvulsive therapy. My work is diagnostic, not therapeutic.
They've already hurt me, you know. Cracked two ribs.
Yes. I'm sorry. But they said you were violent when they brought you here.
Violent?
Well, perhaps you blocked it from your memory. It isn't uncommon...
I haven't forgotten a single thing, and by God, as long as I have an ounce of strength in me, none of you will make me forget anything, ever.
Flores Sorde, initial psychoscopy, 30 May, 0900 hours. Attendants lead the patient towards the chair. He examines the metal crown. Curious. Highly intelligent. I can't wait to read his thoughts. Frightened. He's actually trembling. He insists on sitting in the chair unaided. The attendants strap his arms and legs. The crown is put in place. Such fear. Such uncommon fear. Sweating profusely. Eyes forced shut. Mouth drawn to a tight line. Hands gripping the arms so tightly they are white to the wrists. The screen is almost white too. instinctual elements overriding both the conscious and unconscious. It doesn't really hurt, does it?
I wouldn't know.
Well, does it?
You mean it's on?
It's been on for 90 seconds.
I don't believe you.
Test me.
What do you see?
Incredible detail.
That doesn't tell me much.
Well, it's just that most people, you know, they don't think in such crisp images. Such vivid...
Tell me what you see.
A rose. The most beautiful... Oh, don't. Don't make it go away, please. Oh.
The color. What color was it?
Pink. A full-blown pink rose. Beautifully sensed and visualized. Clear and steady, whole. Incredible, really. Oh, there was music, the most beautiful...
That's all? Nothing more?
Well, the conscious mind can only image on one object at a time within its field of perception.
I meant... Nothing else is going to happen.
Audioscopy, Flores. Nothing more. Just your conscious and unconscious perceptions emerging on this screen. Nothing more.
They're really none of your business, you know.
I'm merely trying to help.
But ethically, you have no right. No right at all.
Spent the PM analyzing Flores Soto's hollows. I have never seen any psychoscopic imaging, not even a drug-induced hallucination, so fine and vivid as that rose. The rose. His rose. So powerful, so very, very intriguing, compelling. The shadows of one petal on the other. The velvety, damp texture of the petals. The pink color, full of sunlight, the white central crown. No, stop. This is not what Dr. Nades would want. There is something wrong here. Something terribly wrong. Emotions I'm not allowed to feel. Nothing even life at its fullest should be experienced that vividly. Dr. Nades said... Flores? Flores, I've come to see you, Flores. Please acknowledge me. What do you see out that window? Are you ignoring me? I must talk to you. I've noted something disturbing on the hollow.
Why am I in this hospital?
Why, for diagnosis and therapy.
Diagnosis and therapy of what?
Well, perhaps, as I suggested earlier, perhaps you've repressed the episode, the violent behavior.
I've repressed nothing. I was waked up at 2 a.m, jailed, interrogated, beaten up and drugged. I suppose I did behave a little oddly during all that, wouldn't you?
Sometimes a person under stress misinterprets other people's actions.
Doctor, please. Can you really not know why I'm here?
Listen to this, Dr. Nates.
Conscious resistance. A form of biofeedback, self-talk, mind clutter. A device used by those in the Secret Service to block attempts to probe their minds.
He was able to sustain it for a full 20-minute session. There was a concentration on his breathing, bodily rhythms, pain in his ribs, and visual input from the scope room.
A dangerous man. He suspected as much.
Yeah. Paranoia and intelligence can be a dangerous combination. But why does he fear my examining him? Dr. Nays? Perhaps I'm crossing over some classified threshold here.
Perhaps you are.
Another thing. He seems to trust me. He asked me to promise that there would be no electroshock. Now, that doesn't fit a paranoid pattern. You don't ask for promises from someone you can't trust.
Transference. Simple Freudian transference. You must trust someone.
Yes, I suppose so. But beyond that, there does seem to be a peculiar type of bond emerging between us.
My advice in response to that, my child, is to be cautious. Ever so cautious.
Flores, your breathing is monitored by the apparatus. I don't need to know that you're still breathing. It's boring.
I like to do my own monitoring, Doctor.
But the more you breathe, the less you think. I need your cooperation. I'm trying to find out what you're afraid of.
I know what I'm afraid of.
Why won't you tell me?
You never asked me.
That's most unreasonable.
Isn't that silly? Being indignant with a mental patient because he's unreasonable?
Yes, I suppose it is.
Well, Rosa, you can laugh.
How did you know my first...
It's not a national secret, is it?
No, I just didn't realize that you were interested enough to...
An attendant, Rosa. An attendant told me.
Damn you! That's just another evasive device.
Not entirely.
Flores, what are you afraid of? Flores?
I'm afraid of electroshock. Of having my mind destroyed, being kept here, or only being let out when I can't remember anything.
All right. Why don't you concentrate on that while I'm watching the screen?
Why should I?
Why not? You've said it to me.
I trust you.
I just want to see the color of your thoughts.
It's none of your business, the color of my thoughts. What the hell are you doing? You're reading the very core of my being. Voyeur, damned voyeur, let me alone. Get out.
Here's your tea, Flores.
Thank you.
Are you still angry with me?
The garden is beautiful.
Yes. I remember my mother had a garden when I was a little girl. It was so peaceful. But that was before.
Yes.
I put 2 lumps of sugar in your tea.
You know I like sugar. I suppose your psychoscope told you I like sugar.
Don't be silly. Everybody likes sugar if they can get it.
No, little doctor, they don't. How the hell old are you? Why are you married? Are you wedded to your work, dedicated, helping the mentally unsound back to a constructive life of service to the state?
Whenever you're through. I happen to like my work.
Huh.
I am new at it. It took me years to get my degrees, and I'm not going to give it up.
Oh.
Well, I guess dedicated is an accurate word, just as you are to your work.
I was. Goodbye to all that.
Why?
All gone. Eh?
Why are you so convinced you're going to be prescribed electroshock? I haven't even diagnosed you yet.
Diagnosed me? Look, stop play-acting, please. My diagnosis was made by the learned doctors of the state. Severe case of disaffection. Prognosis, evil. Therapy, lock him up in a room full of screaming, thrashing wrecks, and then go through his mind the same way you did his papers, and then burn it. Burn it out. Right, doctor? Why do you have to go through all this posing, diagnosis, tea in the garden? Can't you just get on with it? Do you have to paw through everything that I am before you burn it?
Lord, you're saying destroy me. Don't you hear yourself? The psychoscope destroys nothing. I'm not using it to gather evidence. It's not a court. You're not on trial. I'm not a judge. I'm a doctor. Do you know what I would like to see?
What?
Your childhood.
childhood. Why not? You're going to get all of the rest anyhow. Listen, you tape it all, don't you? Could I see a playback?
Would it help us in our relationship?
Yes, I believe it would.
Okay, come look, I'll run back the tape. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, put on your earphones.
What is all that? The running up and down scales motion in the background there?
A visual scan. Your eyes were closed, and subliminal proprioceptive input. The unconscious dimension and the body dimension overlap to a great extent all of the time.
You watched all of that at once?
I told you it took 8 years.
Maybe you aren't such a fool, Doctor. Maybe you're just absorbed in your work. That can be dangerous, you know, to be so absorbed in your work. But that kind of sincerity, I can relate. I guess I can even cooperate.
Dr. Nades gave me this book to read, DeCombs' The Psychology of Politics. It is so hard to understand. So different from that of psychology as I understand it. Everything seems backwards. I must be genuinely attentive at PT sessions Sunday nights from now on. I have been lazy-minded. But DeCombs is so hard. Flores. Flores laughed when I mentioned the title. He said, "That's a good little citizen." Flores. I feel honored to share in his life, his being. Today he looked directly at me and he smiled so sweetly. And he showed me the rose.
Your audioscope tapes, Rosa. I haven't heard them. It's been a week?
Yes, I know.
Audioscope tapes are to be submitted for review weekly.
I know.
As a precautionary check against being overwhelmed by what the psychologist of the past called empathy. You have been completing your tapes.
Yes.
Well?
I'll bring them in. But you're an engineer. You could edit them.
I've never tampered with state-owned material in my life. Not one single edit.
But they don't belong to the state. They're my own thoughts.
Editing them. That would be a willful act of disaffection.
I know. Flores, please. They could be harmful to both of us. The feelings I revealed, they're prohibited.
I'll help. God help me. This one time I will take action.
Your audioscopy tapes, they seem...
Yes?
They seem clearer. More lucid than normal. As if you're beginning to comprehend the doctrine of positive thinking.
I've read DeCombs nightly, and... Well, perhaps I'm beginning to understand.
Yes, perhaps you are.
We'll have a good session today, Flores. Make lots of breakthroughs. Flores? What on earth? A bear. A huge, wonderful bear.
Okay. I created him when I was 5 or 6. He was big, I was small. He smashed down walls and destroyed things. Bad things, you know. Bullies, people who scared my mother. Just knocked them over. And then he walked over all the rubble on the hilltop. With me riding on his back.
He's wonderful.
I haven't thought about him in 30 years. There was a time when I thought I had turned into him.
I attended the positive thinking session tonight and took notes. Dr. Kay spoke on the dangers of liberalism.
We have a guest for tea today, little doctor.
I'm Professor Arca.
Well, how do you do?
I'm Professor Arca. Professor Arca.
Professor Arca of the Faculty of Arts at the University. Of course, that was a long time ago.
I'm Professor Arca.
Do you know how many electroshock treatments he has had? 60, little doctor.
I'm Professor Arca. 60. 60 treatments.
He wrote The Idea of Liberty. Didn't you, Professor?
No. I'm Professor Arca.
I read his book when I was in engineering school. It existed then, on the bookshelves. It doesn't exist anymore.
Forrest, please.
Not a single copy, anywhere. Ask Professor Arca. He's never heard of it.
I'm Professor Arca. 60 treatments.
I have read your comms again and again, and there is still the gap between the political and the psychological. How do I treat this kind of psychosis, a political psychosis? I see how FS should think and feel, and the difference between that and his present state of mind. But how do I educate him so he can think positively? Dr. Nades must focus on positive thinking. Dr. Nades would want that. DeCom says that the core of disaffection is a negative condition which must be filled with positive ideas. But this does not fit dear Flores. The gap is not in him. Flores? What do you find so interesting out that window? Oh, a rose bush. And a single rose.
It's beautiful. So delicate and yet so sturdy, like an idea.
Flores, I'm frightened. I'm beginning to have ideas of my own. They frighten me.
Turn them into a rose. I have.
I understand you've been requesting material on Professor Arca. That material is classified.
Well, I thought it would help with Flores Sorde. Their cases seem similar.
Material regarding Professor Arca is classified.
Flores file, then.
Flores?
Mr. Sorde's arrest file, then. I must know exactly how he behaved if I am to help...
That information is classified. You are requesting classified information. You may not request classified information.
I asked once, why is there so much fear? Well, now I know. Why is there no privacy? It is unfair and sordid. I cannot read the classified files kept in her office, though I work with the patients and she does not. Only persons of authority can have secrets. Their secrets are all good, even when they are lies. Listen, Rosa Sobel, doctor of medicine, specialist in psychoscopy. Listen. Whose thoughts are you thinking, yours or his? Months, months inside his mind, his thoughts. A generous, integrated, sane mind. You never worked with anyone like that before. You've only worked with the crippled and terrified. You never met an equal before. Who is the therapist, you or he? If there is nothing wrong with him, what am I supposed to cure? How can I help him? How can I save him? By teaching him to lie? Not at your window today?
Last night's frost, it...
Oh.
Things end.
Well, I've come up with something. A way of... I've put in a request for co-analysis with a strong prognosis of complete cure if we work together. You have a brilliant mind. With co-analysis, we could...
Change it.
Alter some of your perceptions.
I'm afraid that would be impossible, little doctor.
Dr. Sobel, Dr. Rosa Sobel, report to Dr. Nades at once. Dr. Sobel, Dr. Rosa Sobel, report to Dr. Nades at once.
A ridiculous request. Coanalysis.
I'm sorry. I thought it would help.
I'm beginning to question your critical judgment, Doctor.
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Last night I dreamed I rode on a bear's back up a deep gorge between steep mountainsides. Slopes going steep up into the dark sky. Oh, it was winter. There was ice on the rocks. Tomorrow morning I will tell Nate I am resigning and requesting a transfer to Children's Hospital. But she must approve the transfer. If not, I'm out in the cold. I'm in the cold already. Door locked to record this. There's no place anymore. No single place.
Doctor? Dr. Sobel, are you in there? Your patient, Sorme, requests permission to see you.
We met in the hall. He was looking orderly. I took his hand. It was big and bony and very cold.
Is it now, Rosa? The electroshock?
No. Just some more tests. EEG, probably.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, of course. Hello, Flores.
Hello. I'm sorry, do I?
I'm Dr. Sobel, Flores. I'm Rosa.
I'm pleased to meet you, Doctor.
I am Rosa. I am the rose. The rose. I am the rose. The rose with no flower. The rose all thorns. The mind he made, the hand he touched. The last rose of winter.
Our cast featured Nancy Drotning as Rosa, Charles Carroll as Flores, and Gloria Hocking as Dr. Nades. The original story, Diary of the Rose, was written by Ursula K. Le Guin and adapted and directed for Sci-Fi Radio by your host. All music and sound effects were created by Ron DiIulio. The series producers are Kevin Singer and Ron DiIulio. This is James Edward Kerr, inviting you to join me soon for our next venture into the imaginary worlds of Sci-Fi Radio.